The Money Show.
The Friday File.
The Friday File.
Nandipa Mtambo is an artist. Nandipa is a sculpturalist. Nandipa started, as I understand it, as a taxidermist. Nandipa, do you just fill me in a little bit on the background here as to how you got into taxidermy?
Hi, thank you so much for having me on the show. Well, I didn't really start off in taxidermy. I was interested in forensic pathology when I was younger. So I had initially thought that I would become a forensic pathologist, but then became a sculptor. And through the process of sculpture, then discovered taxidermy, which is what led me to where I am now.
My goodness gracious me. I mean, forensic pathology, if you watch the TV shows and they get the skull and they take the plasticine that you get in kids' playgrounds and stuff, and they sort of layer it on the bones and recreate the images. I suppose that in a form is sculpture in a way. They're sort of sculpting using the basis of the skull to create an image of somebody who was once alive. There's a connection, I think.
I think for me, strangely, the connection is around organic material and how to use a chemical process to understand something about that organic space. So I was more interested in the fact of possibly how somebody died, what happened in the decomposition. So I was more interested in the kind of background of how death happens rather than a reconstruction.
That takes you to taxidermy. And taxidermy, we don't think as a massively specialized job. It's taking the carcass of an animal generally and preserving it. And I think it's a huge industry. I mean, you've just got to go to Limpopo and places like that, northwest, where there are lots of game farms, and every second property seems to be a taxidermist. How long did you sort of stay in that trade for?
Well, you know, the funny thing is that I went to UCT. I studied fine art. So I have my undergraduate and my master's from there. And UCT's campus is right next to the Natural History Museum. And so at the time, I suppose because I was struggling around how to think around sculpture, what material I wanted to use, and cowhide was the thing that kind of came to me at that time. I then walked over, literally, and asked them to help me with understanding taxidermy. So my kind of introduction was trying to understand how to preserve the animal hide. And so they allocated me a taxidermist to help me with this. And then how I kind of moved through the space is to make, I guess, life-size models or mannequins of myself, and then stretch this cowhide over that mannequin. And because of the process that I was taught, I was able to kind of make these life-size, hairy women, essentially.
Okay. So. Is there much of a market for life-size, hairy women in animal hide?
You would be surprised. You know, the Zeitz Museum in Cape Town bought a whole show of mine. I won Standard Bank Young Artist as well in this process of making life-size hairy ladies. And the Zeitz Museum bought a whole show. I have my works in a lot of collections in international galleries, international museums. Even in local homes, there are people who have my work.
And now, I mean, the thing that's grasped our attention is this idea of functional sculpture. And so you're not a million miles away from where you have been. You're beginning to make furniture using animal hide. And again, that's not unusual. We sit on leather couches all the time. Yours, however, is fundamentally different in that you are actually sculpting the hides into shapes, almost like you're part of the animal, I suppose, if you sit in an armchair of animal skin.
Yeah, I guess because of my training in sculpture and thinking around the body and how the body functions, the kind of move into the space of functional sculpture was interesting for me. I partnered with Southern Guild, who have a space in Cape Town, and They were so interested in the fact that I work in animal hide, and they have partnerships with people who understand leather work and upholstery. And so what I did is that I looked back into some of, because, you know, I'm trained as a sculptor, but I work in painting, drawing. So looking back in my career and thinking around how to recreate a drawing, for instance, into something one can sit in, or recreate a painting into something one can lie in. So it was a really interesting process of them having to stretch their imaginations and me looking back into all the work that I've done over the years and how to marry the two.
It's an extraordinary sort of interpretation, I suppose, of organic material. Do you ever see yourself sort of going into mass manufacturing for a chain of any description, or is it all bespoke one-off pieces? Do you take orders, for example?
Well, yeah, we take orders. I mean, I think right now the interesting thing is that these kind of collaborations take time. You know, Southern Guild and I had been talking over 7 years, for instance, around how we could create a collaboration, what it would mean, who would get in as a third or a second party. And so the kind of creative space around having a clear idea that everybody in the collaboration understands in the same way is a process in itself. And so I think for me, there are certain pieces that could be manufactured on a larger scale, but others that I think are more bespoke. So it would be a combination of the two.
Nandipa, thank you very, very much for chatting this evening. Functional art or functional sculptures. Nandipa Mtambo. She's been displayed in galleries all over the place and, yeah, wanted to be a forensic pathologist. There's a career change for you if you've ever had one. Thank you, Nandipa, very, very much indeed.